One of the biggest changes that I've made, particularly in my 30s, with my relationships and even with myself, is regularly expressing gratitude. Gratitude is a high-frequency emotion, and being able to share and express gratitude is powerful. In my 20s, I took a lot for granted, including my relationships and even my own life. I was always around people because I didn't like being alone. I would say I hated being with my thoughts. And I would dread the end of social events. I did express gratitude around that time, but it didn't feel authentic, which ended up leading to this really weird paradox where it was hard to find friends to rely on, even just for emotional support, let alone practical help like moving or picking me up from the airport. And those are the kind of relationships that we need. Comparing now to then, I am so grateful for my support system of real, authentic friends and family. You can't appreciate the light without experiencing the darkness, and you can't know your own worth without feeling worthless at times. It's often harder to truly appreciate friendship until you've felt friendless. I used to resist showing gratitude when I was younger. It might have been an ego thing, or a desire to do everything on my own, or maybe even a little bit of a fear of vulnerability. Whatever the reason, it was just hard for me. So I made a commitment to break that discomfort and practice expressing gratitude and positivity whenever I could. The more I do it, the more I find things to be grateful for, and the more people express gratitude towards me. It's a ripple effect. When we show gratitude to others, we raise their frequency, and they are more likely to do the same for others. And on the other hand, when people feel unappreciated or taken for granted, it can affect their willingness to give. Today, show gratitude to someone in your life, even if it's just grateful that they exist. Maybe it's someone from your past, like a teacher who had a lasting impact, or an old friend who was there for you, a boss who gave you a chance, or a landlord who was understanding when your finances were tight. And notice how expressing gratitude makes you feel. Pay attention to your energy body and how it changes with different emotions and actions. Habits stick when we recognize the rewards and the subtle changes that come with putting in that work. So consider writing a letter of gratitude, and you can decide whether you send it or you don't. I recommend sending it. Showing gratitude can create deeper friendships and open doors of opportunity. If you're not already in the habit of expressing gratitude, I highly recommend making it a regular practice. When we're grateful, we become more attractive to other people who share our goals and our missions. So make an effort to show gratitude and see how it enhances your relationships and your opportunities. Remember, anything worth doing takes a village. We often feel like we have to do everything ourselves and look out for number one, but the phrase should be to look out for everyone. So share your experience in the comments.